Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Y'all all blissed? Very good. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering at GCN, the epicenter of free speech. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
How's Dr. Sheely doing today? Great. You know, there's this yellow rototiller we have in our yard, and it has a name tag on it, and it's got Lou Cassidy's name on it. It's heading your way this week. And interesting thing about that, you know, there's some people who show up here to have their vehicle serviced, and one of the guys saw it, and he said, Can you come rototill our front yard with that? And our son said, it's not ours. It's not ours. And he said, you know, and another day he said, you know, a fella could really make some money rototilling all the farms around here, you know, putting in gardens all around our little village. And our son said, it's not ours. So, to make sure it's not broken and worn out before it gets to your place, no one has been using that rototiller. But I understand we're doing a 45 by 45. That is the current dimensions of your garden. That is three cattle panels long by three cattle panels wide. They're 16 feet long. So there's a foot of overlap on each of the panels. With the green fence posts, we're going to make a gate out of cattle panels, and it's going in. That's my understanding. Is it? Yeah, it's going to happen this week. And you know, Dr. Sheely, oh, I wouldn't say that, but what I would say, it's, you know, it has been flooded here. Today is the first day that we don't have running water across our gravel driveway. The first day. Yeah, it. We had a lot of rain. Literally 5 inches in 2 days. Did you have that? 5 inches in 2 days?
Yeah, we've had the most rain in history in my 42 years in the last 6 weeks.
Right. So it wasn't for lack of trying to get that garden in. It's for lack of sunny weather and the grass being dry enough so that we won't destroy an entirely perfectly good lawn. We're just going to pick a section, right? Have you figured out exactly where you want this garden?
Absolutely.
It's all staked out and ready to go?
Well, yeah, I can show you.
Great. Okay, so, you know, class, we're going to make this a square, and you want to have 90 degrees. You know, you don't want to be, you know, irregular shaped, if you can help it. You'd like to have a nice square garden or rectangular garden, but you want the corners to be square, right? And you can do that by a 3-4-5 right triangle. So one side you measure 3 feet, the next side you measure 4 feet, and then the hypotenuse, the long side, is 5 feet. And where the 5 feet, that 5 foot measurement tells you that you have a perfect right angle. So that's how you make a 3-4-5 right triangle for a square. And we use that in farming. We use that for building our solar array. And, you know, that's the easy way to do it. It really is. And it works great. And you'll get a square. And it's in the book. It's in the book of tips. Dr. Sheely, I have a One second. I just wrote a couple notes. Dr. Shilley, I wanted to share a tip. This kind of bothers me, and I think of these things sometimes in the shower, and I'm not the only guy who thinks of things for a book in the shower. It's that, I think it's the white noise of the shower head. We use a high pressure, low volume shower. So it's like kind of like being in a car wash. It's a shh, that kind of a sound. And so I was thinking this morning about something that really bothers me. And here it is. So, class, if you think about, if you pop the hood of your vehicle, typically that's where the battery is, right? To start the car and run the electronics and the lights, it's under the hood. Most of the time, but not all the time. Some vehicles put the battery in the back trunk. Some companies, some manufacturers put the battery in the middle of the car. And that's what I'd like to address. So Mercedes, in some of its vehicles, mid-sized vehicles, puts the battery under the rear seat. And that's okay, except for the fact that when the battery charges and discharges, it emits toxic, dangerous gases.
It's not okay.
Right. It's not okay. So here's the point. When you're charging the battery and discharging the battery, that's when the gases start developing. So if the vehicle's sitting overnight just doing virtually nothing other than running its security system, it's not producing much gas. But when it's running, when the lights are on, the air conditioning, using the power windows, you know, the heating system, those kinds of things, those heavy power draws, a lot of current is going into the battery from the alternator. So you could have a lot of gases being produced. Well, what Mercedes does with its, one of the battery sizes is called an international battery size. It's a long, heavy battery. It's bigger than most Ford, Chevys, and Chryslers. It's called an international. It's also known as an H8. Those are two of the terms for this particular size of battery. And this battery has, as standard equipment, a gas vent hole, one on each side of the top of the battery. And what happens is you're supposed to push a 90-degree elbow in there to vent the gases through a piece of PVC tubing through the bottom of the car. So there's a little hole in the bottom of the floorboard with a rubber grommet, and this 1 foot long, 14-inch long hose goes through the bottom of the car. So the gases from the charging and discharging of the battery actually go outside underneath the vehicle where it's safe. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. But here's where it bothers me. Dr. Shilley, we work on a lot of vehicles here, and European vehicles as well. I have never seen a single European vehicle with the battery in the passenger cabin, not one that has been replaced, where that hose has been reused. They get thrown away. So then the fumes, the toxic gases from the battery's charging, stay in the cabin for the occupants to breathe, and they have no idea that they're doing it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's the absolute truth. And so I found on eBay a guy who was selling a whole bunch of these elbows, little plastic elbows. They're not expensive, but where are you going to get an elbow that is, you know, the precise size for venting a battery? We got to find it from some guy that sells batteries and or works on vehicles and has a bunch of them. So I bought a bunch of them so we could, you know, every time we check one of these vehicles, we find it doesn't have one, we put one of these in. Because the Mercedes and, you know, some of the other manufacturers put them in because they're necessary. But the people who, you know, the big box stores who replace batteries, oh, yeah, we can put one in for you. Yep, we got our guy, you know, Henry out there. He's real good at batteries. And they don't put the vent tubes. They just throw them away. And it's not like Mercedes and the other manufacturers saying, hey, we got some extra plastic. We, you know, what are we going to do with it? Let's just put it in each car. They don't do that, you know, willy-nilly. They do it because it's necessary. Do you have any thoughts about breathing toxic fumes, Dr. Shilley? Yeah, and what we're talking about is...
Well, I consider it murder.
Okay, in the right concentration. Absolutely. Well, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about hydrogen sulfide, arsenic hydride, antimony hydride. But those are just three of the gases that come out of a lead acid battery. Now, if it's under the hood, there's so much air volume under the hood. The fan is cooling off the engine. There's a lot of air going under the hood. So, it's diluted to the point where it's probably almost immeasurable. But in the cab, that's a different story. So I just wanted to share that with you in the class.
Well, a number one reason to buy no Mercedes.
Well, that's I actually like Mercedes, Dr. Shirley, the old ones. But it's a reason to make sure that the guys who are working on your vehicle know what in the heck they're doing. And that's one of the things that we see here a lot. We see people who work on vehicles. We get them after they fix them. Actually, we get them after they break them. And we straighten them back up. But I imagine the same thing is in medicine, right? Just because someone has an MD or after his name or her name or a DR in front, they're not all the same, right, Dr. Shealy?
Even twins are different.
Well, I wanted to share one thing with you on a really good note, at least for me. So I was, I followed your advice to the letter and your protocols, and I said so on the air. I had an appointment scheduled for a checkup with the university hospital regarding my lungs. I had a pretty serious lung disease. And so there was this regular schedule checkup, and I thought, I don't want to go. So I called up, and I have to talk to the nurse. Now, this is a male nurse. And this is in the pulmonology department of a research hospital, very famous research hospital. These are the guys you go to if, the other guys in the big hospitals can't figure it out. You go to these guys. So years and years ago, I was asked to go and see these guys because they really weren't sure what was wrong with me. And so I went, and they did all the testing, and they figured it out. Well, My regular scheduled exam was up for a visit, and I didn't want to go. So I called, and I talked to the nurse, who knows who I am. And I said, well, how do I sound? Do I sound like I'm, out of breath? I'm not on all these meds. I'm not on the albuterol. I'm not on the Xopenex. I'm not on the prednisone. And I do 2 hours a day of, talking, except on Tuesday when Rich is on and he doesn't give me a word. I can't get a word in edgewise. Other than that, I'm talking, and I'm doing great. And he said, well, you sound like you're doing great. Yeah, okay, we can, move the appointment way in the, toward the end of the year. So here's the whole point of where I'm going with this. So I said to him, am I the anomaly here with my recovery, or are other people doing the same thing? He said, there's one other guy. There's two of you. There are only two people who have had a condition improve to the point where they're not on the meds. Dr. Shealy, is that unbelievable or what? There's two of us, and you're treating one of us.
Well,
maybe you're treating both of us.
That's good news.
Well, I mean, he told me flat out, there's only two of you, and I was impressed that the protocol is working for me and maybe one other guy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, one of the things that that I do, and the reason I'm telling you this, is I'm not practicing medicine. I'm just letting you know that this protocol worked for me. And so Dr. Sheila's protocol was vitamin C. That's Dr. Sheila's youth formula with MSM. His multivitamin, which is called Eco Greens, also called Dr. Sheila's Essentials, vitamin B complex, vitamin D3, astaxanthine, taurine, ashwagandha root, the PEMF device, and saline inhalation, which is a nebulized 0.9% saline in 3 milliliters, and I'll inhale probably 3 or 4 deep breaths multiple times a day. You know, inhale it, hold it, and it kind of helps you expel any excess mucus in your lungs that could cause an infection or pneumonia. Is that right, Dr. Sheila? Did I say that right?
Absolutely.
And so the question is, how many doctors have actually prescribed that for patients with lung problems? I have a feeling that there are very few. So I just wanted to share with you the protocol that works. And this is something that I do, and I'm not advising anyone to do it. I just take colloidal silver and just inhale it with a spray. And it comes with a spray bottle, and I just, you know, inhale one spray and keep it deep into my lungs, and then hold my breath and then exhale. And I think that also keeps pneumonia and infections at bay. Dr. Sheila, any comments about what I was trying, the purpose of what I'm doing is I'm not practicing medicine class, but what I am doing is telling you this worked for me. And you may want to do your own investigation and talk with your own medical professional, who should be Dr. Shealy. And you can call him and get a phone appointment, as I did, go in person or do a Skype or a Zoom-type visit. And that's 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. That's the number for Dr. Shealy's office
right.
in Springfield, Missouri. Dr. Shealy, any comments about that?
No. All the way, Big Blue.
Okay. Next next thing, last week you and I were talking about this big gale event, and we decided that we weren't going to use our invitations and go. You decided you weren't going to go. I decided I wasn't going to go. And I'm talking about the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So I'm going to sell my ticket on eBay, Dr. Shealy. I don't know about you, but... but, you know, there's so many people who are so proud of being invited. Of course, class, I'm kidding. We weren't invited. As a matter of fact, we weren't even on the short list. But there was this White House Correspondents' Dinner, and a whole bunch of people went. The room held 2,600 people, and a whole bunch of people got, now they're all tested for COVID. Nobody was positive. And as a result of them all breathing each other's exhaust, a bunch of them got sick and got COVID. Exactly what we were talking about would happen. We said this would happen. It happened. And Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts about being invited to something like that, where you're wall-to-wall in a germ-infested environment? What are your thoughts about being invited to that?
It's an insult to my integrity.
Yeah. So how many people got sick? Well, let's see. There was, among those tested positive, ABC News correspondent Jonathan Carl, ABC News president Kim Godwin, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Okay, those are just among the few who were mentioned, but a whole bunch of people got COVID-19. But the news story said that they didn't have any regrets. They got sick, but that's okay. I can't believe it. But they did it to themselves. They just, couldn't wait to be, rubbing elbows with the movers and shakers in Washington, D.C. Okay, that was one of the things that I wanted to share with the class. Dr. Shealy, any comments about that in the last 10 seconds of this segment?
I would give my invitation away.
All right, well, check eBay, class, and you might see one available for sale. Or actually, we may have to pay you to take it. I'm only kidding. But we have not been invited. All right, we'll be right back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Violence mongers struck an anti-abortion group office where a fire broke out and a Molotov cocktail was found on Sunday. Police say the fire broke out shortly after 6 a.m. at the Wisconsin Family Action House in Madison and was suspicious in nature. Ferdinand Marcos Jr. appears to be poised to be the next president of the Philippines as millions began voting on Monday. Political violence has claimed many lives over the weekend in the Philippines, as Philippine elections are frequently marred by violence. According to one of the latest opinion polls, the 64-year-old Marcos Jr. will win by more than half the votes. One supporter on Global News says the dictator's son is not a problem because of what his father did in the past.
We need a change in our country. Unification. That's a Filipino. I know, I heard, I read about all of this stuff, but there's no problem with all those things.
USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
On the night of May 15th and into the 16th, the moon will be completely immersed in the long shadow cast by our planet. If the weather is clear, sky watchers across most of the Americas, Europe, and Africa will have a view to one of nature's most beautiful spectacles, a total eclipse of the moon. It has the potential viewing audience of 2.7 billion people. May 9th is officially Billy Joel Day.
I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are.
The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. It took place again on Monday. President Zelensky of Ukraine delivered his own Victory Day speech via a translator.
On the day of victory over Nazism, we are fighting for a new victory. The road to it is difficult, but we have no doubt that we will win. What is our advantage over the enemy? We are smarter by one book. This is a textbook on the history of Ukraine. We would not know grief if all of our enemies could read and draw the right conclusions. On February 24th, Russia launched an offensive, treading on the same rake. Every occupier who comes to our land treads on it. We have been through different wars, but they all had the same final.
My name is Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, class, and if you'd like to give us a call, we'll pay for the call, and that's 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Dr. Shealy, there's a really interesting story that I wanted to share, if I can find it. This has nothing to do with medicine, but it does have to do with being very careful what you do with the keys to your vehicle. There's a story in the Daily Mail, and it says, here are the headlines. And this is unbelievable. And that's why I'm sharing this with Dr. Sheila today. You really need to be careful whom you lend your keys to your car. There's an owner of a Jeep who left his car at a dealership. Okay? The owner of a Jeep left his car at a dealership for an oil change. The mechanic who was working on the vehicle was killed. He's 42 years old. He died after a teenage worker, who is also at this dealership, got in the vehicle and started the vehicle, put his foot on the clutch, and then took his foot off the clutch, and the vehicle ran over the mechanic. None of this makes any sense to me. But the quote is from this article, the family of mechanic Jeffrey Hawkins, 42, is suing the owner. The family is suing the owner of the Jeep because that Jeep killed the mechanic. So this is not a fly-by-night, you know, oil change company. This is a dealership. You know, the highest level of service that you would expect to get for your car would be at a dealership. The mechanic was 19 years old. He did not know how to drive a stick shift, and he did not have a driver's license. So this mechanic, not the 42-year-old, but the one who got in the vehicle, started it, and ran over the mechanic, he didn't have a driver's license. He didn't know how to operate a stick shift, and the mechanic was killed while at work. Now, under Michigan law, employees cannot sue fellow employees or their employers for accidents that happen within the scope of the workplace. Now, think about this. So this 19-year-old guy starts the vehicle, doesn't have a driver's license, doesn't know how to operate a stick shift, is employed by the dealership, runs over a fellow employee, a mechanic, who's 42 years old and kills him. And who gets sued? The owner of the car. The owner of the car gets sued. Now, ultimately, what will happen is the dealership's insurance company is probably going to pay for this. But I just wanted to let you know. So depending on where you are, if you have a car and you're going to have it valet parked and someone gets killed with your car that you've handed the keys to or runs over someone, if you're in Michigan, you're likely to be sued because something happened with your car while it was not under your control. Dr. Shealy, is that unbelievable or what?
Well, it's like most laws. They are stupid.
Yeah. So, class, be really careful. Okay? I don't let, you know, people have asked to borrow my truck, and I'll say, I'll take you. Now, I don't lend my truck out. I don't lend my car out. I don't lend my truck out. I don't lend my tractor out. I just don't do that. Because something could happen, and ultimately I could be responsible. And maybe they don't know how to operate it as well as I do. And maybe they don't care as much for it as I do. South Dakota is now probing hepatitis in a case of a child under 10 years old. And this is the 12th U.S. state to report the disease. Cases rise to at least 32, with one death in Wisconsin. Hepatitis, Dr. Shealy, is that rare or what?
Well, it's rare in young people.
Mm-hmm. But there seems to be a lot of discussion in the media regarding hepatitis. What can you tell us about hepatitis? How can we avoid it? What do we do if we get it? Because right now it looks like the states that have detected hepatitis right now, Alabama, California, Delaware, Georgia, Illinois, Louisiana, Minnesota, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Wisconsin. Those are the states that have detected it. What do we need to know about hepatitis, Dr. Shealy? Is it serious?
Don't visit those states.
Yeah.
You know, it's ordinarily a virus. And there are at least two viruses that can cause it. But it is rare in children.
Okay. Is it deadly?
What? Oh, yes.
Is it deadly?
Yes, definitely it can be.
Okay, so according to the
cirrhosis, even if it doesn't kill you, it can destroy liver function.
I know a gal who was a nurse all her life, and she was she had a badge on that said IV nurse. And I thought it was Roman numerals. The first time I saw it, I thought it was, she's a four nurse, you know, IV, the Roman numerals for the number four. But it was IV as in intravenous. And so she was giving some kind of a blood test to a guy, and he flinched. And the needle went in him, then went in her, and she got hepatitis from that because he had it. Simple as that. So, is it possible that if someone's bleeding and we're bleeding, Dr. Shilley, we could get hepatitis from them?
Yes.
How about through kissing and, you know, and other intimate acts?
Yes.
And get it that way? Wow. Okay, so according to what I've learned, that some of the symptom or some of the warning signs are dark urine. Are there others that you can tell us about?
Well, pain in the upper right abdomen.
Okay. So dark urine, pain in the upper right abdomen. Anything else?
Maybe mixed diarrhea versus constipation, because bile is essential for normal bowel function.
Okay. And so if untreated, what happens?
Cirrhosis, and then you'll be sick the rest of your life.
Okay. All right. So this seems to be of great concern. Is Dr. Shilley, do you think there's any link to the other diseases that are being felt? I should say the genocide. Do you think this is linked to that or not?
You know, the vaccine can destroy any organ in the body, as far as I can tell.
I was talking with a young gal, early 20s, and we were talking about the problem with the trains. Right now, there is the rail lines in the United States are not running regular schedule. They're decreasing the amount of runs. And because of that, there are two products that must be delivered by rail. One of them is chlorine in large quantities, and the other is coal. And because of this, we are probably going to experience blackouts and brownouts this summer because of the reduction in the transportation of coal. And how much are we talking about? Well, Union Pacific, the rail line, plans to cut its shipments 50%. That means bring it down to half of what it was. And that's going to create fuel shortages, bring trucking to its knees, and fuel prices are going to rise, all because of the rail lines deciding they have a problem with a gridlock, and they're going to solve this by running fewer trains. I don't understand how this happened. I don't understand why they have a congestion in the rail lines. What happened to cause that? I don't know. But they are going to run fewer trains. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is chlorine is essential in the treatment of municipal water supplies. So water comes from the rivers, the lakes, the ponds, you know, the creeks, and then it gets, you know, chlorines added to it and fluorides added to it. But the thing I'm talking about is chlorine. Chlorine kills just about everything on the planet, if not everything. It can kill, I believe, everything on the planet in the right dose of chlorine. So certainly in small doses kills the pathogens in the water. Well, if they'll run out of chlorine for the water treatment systems, wouldn't that make it the water treatment system municipal water a great delivery system for the coronavirus? Just add it to the water?
Absolutely. And other infections also.
Mm-hmm. So this is a big deal. And class, let me give you the numbers as I've read them in the past. Now, I don't know up to the minute numbers, but here's what I do know. In the last 10 years, this number's been pretty good. The current supply of the average water treatment municipal water system of chlorine on hand is 30 days. It's not 30 days. The amount that they would fill up to would be 30 days supply. That means if you take the average, it'd be half of that. Some would be at zero, some would be at 30 days. That means the average would be 15 days or 2 weeks. So the average chlorine supply in the country is 15, 14 days of chlorine for treating water. And if we're going to reduce that transportation to 50%, it seems to me like municipal water supplies are going to be running without chlorine. That seems like a really big problem. Along with the electricity, because an enormous percentage of the electricity in the United States is generated by coal. Put those two together, lack of electricity and lack of chlorine for the water treatment. It's a big deal. And I haven't heard anybody talk about it. Any comments, Dr. Shuley, about that?
Well, ultimately, it's the responsibility of government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have a guy, Pete, what's his butt? Secretary, Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, I think is something like that. He's been AWOL. He's been on maternity leave with his husband, two homos, self-proclaimed homos. They're raising two children, and he's been absent from work because he's on maternity leave, and the country's going down the drain. I'm not kidding. That's the situation we're in, not paying attention. So expect power outages, blackouts, brownouts, delivery shortages, and chlorine to be less available for water treatment.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, we don't hear too much about Lyme's disease anymore. But I know a gal. She was in her 30s when she got it. And she was bitten by a tick. And she became very confused. So confused, she would fall down. So confused, she would get in her car and forget how to get home, you know, for a routine, you know, supermarket trip, you know, one that has been done regularly over and over and over again, like multiple times a week, that kind of thing, forgetting how to get home. It was pretty debilitating. And it comes from, well, it's delivered by ticks. You know, those common little parasites that burrow into your skin. And this is the time when ticks are hopping on anything that walks by. Dr. Sheila, any comments about Lyme's disease?
Well, avoid it if you can.
Have you heard stories that, like what I just said about a 30-year-old being so...
destroy the mind or the immune system.
And I understand the treatment is antibiotics. Is there an alternative?
I think for Lyme disease, I would prefer antibiotics. If you don't want to try it, I would do large doses of vitamin C and ozone. But you know, in acute infections, antibiotics are indicated.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shuley, do you think Lyme's disease was man-made?
I don't know. You know, I don't trust the government for anything, including the weather. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm in the same camp. And it seems like free speech is seriously under attack. And I heard a rumor, and I don't know if it's true, but there's a payment system that is... internet-based, and those who are in the free speech-type movement, as we are, we may be targeted. So I'll do a little bit more research and see if I can flesh this out, or maybe Rich Eben will talk about it more tomorrow. But it looks like, it really looks like we're being silenced, Dr. Shilley. People who say things that the committee, if you will, don't want us to say. We get targeted, demonetized, shut down. And it, you know, it's harder to find USA Preparers when you do a search on USA Preparers than it used to be. I mean, we would come right up, and now it's, you know, we're kind of buried under a bunch of nonsense. But that's the way it is today. And it looks like we're being controlled, and free speech is, of course, under attack. So if you want to learn more about that class, just go to saveatgcn.com, SAVEGCN.com. Okay, so Lyme's disease, that's something that I'm concerned about, and I feel these creepy things on my skin. Mrs. Finella does, her son does, as well as we work on the farm, and we try to take them off immediately. Dr. Shilley, is there any prevention for what a tick might do to us? Is there anything that we should do so that if we do happen to get bitten by a tick, that we will fend off the reaction or whatever else may happen to us?
I would put tincture of iodine on it immediately.
Okay. Okay, so Lugol solution?
Well, I don't know Lugol solution for this versus the sign you just buy for putting on the skin for treating local infections.
Okay, so the common iodine for surface wounds, that kind of thing?
Yeah, tincture of iodine.
Tincture of iodine. Okay. And Dr. Shin, is that like betadine?
Yeah, betadine would do.
Tincture of iodine. Okay. All right. So that was another thing that I wanted to ask you. So, you know, you've had dogs. We have dogs. If they get ticks on them, they don't want us pulling them off. They, you know, they know that it's going to hurt a little bit, especially if they're in their ears or on their eyelids. Now, if they're in their, you know, on the outer ear, let's say, not the inner ear, but the outer ear, would iodine be something that would cause the tick to say, let me go bite somebody else? Or does it cause them to drop off? Or does it kill them?
I don't know. I would pull them off and then put the iodine on.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I have this discussion daily with our dogs, and I say, look, I know it's going to hurt a little bit, but don't move, don't move, don't move, come on, don't move, don't move. They keep moving because they know that it's going to hurt. But, okay, I will do that. Class, so if you have a remedy that you think we should know about for that causes ticks to fall off that is not fipronil that destroys the nervous system of animals, you know, like, you know, that liquid that you put between the dog's shoulders, not that, because we don't want to destroy their bodies. We don't want to destroy their nervous system. If you have a remedy for that causes a tick to just fall off, you know, like a local drop of something, we'd love to know about it. Send an email to me, instructor@usapreparers.com. instructor@usapreparers.com. I'll share it with the class. Very good. Dr. Shilley, and I'll be right back after these few short top-of-the-hour news announcements and commercials. This is USA Preparers, and the number to call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933, to be on the air with Dr. Norm Shilley.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.